Dusty Answer by Rosamund Lehman, read by Jenny Agata. Part 1. Chapter 1. When Judith was 18, she saw that the house next door, empty for years, was getting ready again. Gardeners mowed and mowed and rolled the tennis court, and planted tulips and forget-me-nots in the stone urns that bordered the lawn at the river's edge. The ivy's long fingers were torn away from the windows, and the solid grey stone front made prim and trim. When the blinds went up, and the familiar oval mirror-backs once more stared from the bedroom windows, it seemed as if the long time of emptiness had never been, and that the next-door children must still be there with their grandmother, mysterious and thrilling children, who came and went, and were all cousins except two who were brothers, and all boys except one who was a girl, and who dropped over the peach tree wall into Judith's garden with invitations to tea and hide and seek. But in truth, all was different now. The grandmother had died soon after she heard Charlie was killed. He had been her favourite, her darling one. He had astoundingly married the girl Mariella when they were both 19, and he just going to the front. He had been killed directly, and some months afterwards Mariella had had a baby. Mariella was 22 years old now, Charlie's widow with a child Charlie had begotten. It seemed fantastic when you looked back and remembered them both. The grandmother had left the house to Mariella, and she was coming back to live there and have a gay time now that the war was well over, and Charlie, so you supposed, forgotten. Would Mariella remember Judith next door, and how they used to share a governess and do the same lessons in spite of Mariella's 4 years' seniority?